2 Samuel, chapter 1. And it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had remained 2 days in Ziklag. It came to pass on the third day, that, look, a man came out of the camp from Saul, with his clothes rent, and earth on his head, and so it was, when he came to David, that he fell to the earth, and did obeisance. And David said to him, Where do you come from? And he said to him, Out of the camp of Israel I have escaped. And David said to him, How did it go? I pray you, tell me. And he answered, The people fled from the battle, and many of the people also fell and have died, and Saul and Jonathan his son are dead also. And David said to the young man who told him, How do you know that Saul and Jonathan his son are dead? And the young man who told him said, As I happened by chance on Mount Gilboa, I saw that Saul was leaning on his spear, and that the chariots and the horsemen stuck close to him. And when he looked behind him, he saw me, and called to me. And I answered, Here I am. And he said to me, Who are you? And I answered him, I am an Amalekite. And he said to me, Stand, I pray you, beside me, and slay me, for anguish has taken hold of me, because my soul is yet whole in me. So I stood beside him, and slew him, because I was sure that he could not live after he fell, and I took the crown that was on his head, and the bracelet that was on his arm, and have brought them here to my lord. Then David took hold on his clothes, and rent them, and likewise all the men who were with him. And they mourned, and wept, and fasted until evening, for Saul, and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of Yahweh, and for the house of Israel, because they fell by the sword. And David said to the young man who told him, Where are you from? And he answered, I am the son of a man who is a sojourner, an Amalekite. And David said to him, Why weren't you afraid to put forth your hand to destroy Yahweh's anointed? And David called one of the young men, and said, Go near, and fall on him. And he struck him, so that he died. And David said to him, Your blood be on your head, for your mouth has testified against you, saying, I have slain Yahweh's anointed. And David lamented with this lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan his son. And he bade them teach the sons of Judah, the bow, Look, it is written in the book of Jashar. Your glory, O Israel, is slain on your high places. How are the mighty fallen? Don't tell it in Gath, don't proclaim the news in the streets of Ashkelon, or else the daughters of the Philistines will rejoice, or else the daughters of the uncircumcised will triumph. You mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew nor rain on you, neither fields of offerings, for there the shield of the mighty was vilely cast away, the shield of Saul, not anointed with oil. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan didn't turn back, and the sword of Saul didn't return empty. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided, they were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. You daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet delicately, who put ornaments of gold on your apparel. How are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? Jonathan is slain on your high places. I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan, very pleasant you have been to me, your love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. How are the mighty fallen, and the weapons of war perished?